Hey guys, and welcome to episode 2 of the podcast.
Here again with Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey Josh, so now we're going to be talking about awareness, all kinds of awareness, self-awareness as well as spatial or environmental awareness, you know, the awareness of what's going on around you. And what I mean by that is a lot of people, they kind of live in their own world. They wake up in the morning, brush their teeth, maybe go work out, go to work, come back, watch TV, have dinner, and that's their day. You know what I mean? And then they wait till Friday night, maybe to go out with whoever, their friends, family, enjoy the weekend, kind of relax, and then back to work on Monday. Same cycle, repeat and repeat, right? And they have no idea what they're doing with life, and they kind of live in this bubble. And that's why this series is called Fuck Societal Norms, because as you know, I don't like societal norms.
Except the good ones. The good ones, like...
There are some good ones.
There are good ones.
For sure, and that's why...
Just a lot of them are bad.
I guess, or at least it's gotten to that because of, I guess, regulation based off so many dumb things that have happened. But some of those things just don't or can't exist anymore, and we still base society off of them. But yeah, a lot of people kind of live in this bubble, and they're afraid to break out of it. Do you see what I'm talking about, Josh?
I think I know what you're talking about specifically, but I don't know what part you want to talk about specifically. It's like self-awareness, so, in what sense of like falling into a routine
or so,
like,
yeah, how do you think that you break that cycle and kind of follow what you want to do? Because that's something that I've been working towards, hence why this podcast was created. I realized that as much as I love aviation and that industry, I can't do that forever. Like, I can do that forever, but, you know, you need something or other things to build along with that, right? And sometimes maybe you need to take a break as a way to prevent yourself from getting, like, exhausted, yeah, from that. You know what I mean?
Hold on a sec. Like, what you're trying to talk about specifically is, I think, okay, something that you didn't, like, mention on earlier is, like, well, if you're in, like, some sort of routine.
Yeah.
So for you right now, like, this is for people who are in a routine and there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And they want to fix that.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. So it's like they're in this routine. Okay, they're just doing whatever. Yeah. And then they have, like, problems that come into their life. Maybe,
yeah,
they blame it on other things. Maybe they're like, oh, it's me. But, you know, you continue on with this routine. And I think that's what you're trying to get at.
That's exactly,
like,
what I'm getting.
Because I'm pretty sure if you were in a pretty good routine and you're like, oh, wow, I love this routine, I love my life, I don't think you would be complaining. This would be if you had a problem with it.
Yeah.
Which most people, I think they would want something different about themselves. Maybe. I don't know. That's just a very vague statement.
Well, sometimes, you know, you lose yourself. You're like, what am I doing, right?
Yeah.
And you need to build that, or you start building that self-awareness there. But what I'm talking about is the deeper rooted problems. Like, a lot of people, they kind of get into this routine and they lose themselves and they end up in depression and loneliness and that sort of envelopes their life, and then they just...
So what kind of, like, routine, I guess? Maybe some examples you want to give that are, like, toxic or result in, like, loneliness?
Just people sticking on to jobs or careers they don't like. You know what I mean? Or they're in a friend group, but they don't know how to break out of that, but they're just sick of their friends, mm-hmm, you know? The people that they hang out with all the time, they've just become overwhelming, or they realize that they're a toxic group, and that maybe, you know, like, you hang out with them because they're fun to hang out with, but there is a limit to that as well, right? Maybe they're always drinking or smoking, and that's something you want to break out of,
mm-hmm,
you know, because after your 9 to 5, on the weekends, you hang out with these guys all the time, but there's, you know, you realize maybe this isn't so good for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're not really into it, yeah.
Yeah, and you start to isolate yourself and think, well, maybe what's wrong with me? Why am I feeling this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what would you recommend? How would you deal with this?
How would I deal with this? Like, maybe this is more of, well, self, this is this is like both like more self-aware, like in your routine and with like your environment, like for example with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that you hang out with, and I have that too. I have a group of friends that I hang out with, but sometimes they could be toxic, right? So how do I deal with that? Well, for starters, I like kind of try to influence it myself, right? I don't want to be influenced by them. It's either like them influencing me and then I'm aware of it, or
yeah,
I'm like, I want to try to influence them, right? Because it's like, well, they're my friends. I want to try like
be a positive
being influence. A positive influence. Like, I know what a lot of people like to do, especially like around like U of T, they call it like U of T, they're very like negative about like their school in general, like, oh, this school's so hard, in this school they curve down.
Yeah.
People are just trying to like get out of this school, like this place is hell and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, and they're putting themselves and the school down.
It's like they're putting themselves down, and they're putting like their school, well, I don't think they're putting like the school down, but it's like they're putting like their friends around them down, right?
Yeah.
So it's like if all your friends are like that, it's like you're going to end up like that too, right?
Yeah, they're creating this toxicity at your educational institution.
Yeah, and like even on social media nowadays, it's like more of a meme to just like hate on yourself and talk about it, like, oh, I'm so fat, I'm so I don't want to, I always sleep all the time, I always have eat like pizza and I'm fat and I have bad whatever.
Yeah.
And then what was like, is it just going to continue on with that in the future, or is it just going to be a bunch of 30-year-olds talking about, oh, I have a bad back, my cholesterol's trash?
Yeah
Is it just going to continue on, or like, you know, are we going to change something? And like, this is what we're trying to do, like trying to be more aware.
Yeah.
So one thing I would try to do is I try to hang out with, it's either hang out with better people,
yeah,
which I mean, like, what does that mean? You can't really like make friends. Well,
sometimes
you could
it's
make
hard,
friends.
It's
I'm not
hard
saying
to
that
cut
you
out your main friend
it's
group.
It's hard
though,
to
right?
cut out your main friend group. So what I try to do is like, I try to change it. I don't try to hang out with other friends, but what I could do is, well, read, listen to podcasts, getting like an influence from like someone else who is,
yeah, some motivation.
Some like motivation, like someone who's not trash, because that's what
that's
I'm not saying my
friend,
yeah, one just like my friends are, I'm not saying my friends are trash, they could be, but it's like
just like, haven't realized
it's yet. Like when you're like listening to podcasts, a plug for ourselves,
yeah,
we're like listening to like music that really that is more of what you want to be about, like to be more positive, like listening to positive music or reading books or whatever about positive people. I feel like that it's not exactly the same, but it's like you're kind of spending time with them. You're like they have like a place like where you're reading like their words, or like they're listening in your ear. You're taking in their information, right? And then if they're saying all this positive stuff, then it's like you'll become a more like positive person, right? So that's how I try to counteract it with like my spatial awareness. Another thing I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Actually put a lot of like, yeah, like motivational stuff or like stuff that's like about my field. Like I really like, for example, like making apps. So I'll make like maybe a small tutorial on apps. So I'll just print that out, or like on how to do a certain thing in like command
really?
Line
that's
or whatever.
Cool.
And then I'll just put it on. So it's like you kind of walk into my room and I walk into my room and I say like, oh yeah, I really like that. It's pretty cool. It's like I'm kind
of
like
proud
learning.
Of what you did.
It's not like what you did. It's like remembering who you are, right? And remembering what makes you happy. It could change like in terms of like tech things. So I would put more motivational stuff. That's something like more general, right? So then you walk into your room and then you see something like inspirational, right?
Yeah.
Versus like if you're like, let's say you have a bad day and you go to your room and you're just waste and you have a bunch of like memes about being waste and getting like blackout drunk. You could,
yeah,
you know, after a few times and you start drinking and whatever and you have alcohol poisoning because maybe you go too far.
Yeah.
Maybe something happens.
Alcoholism,
right?
Is a huge problem. Maybe we'll cover that in a future podcast here.
Yeah. I'm not bashing like drinking alcohol. I'm just saying like that's something that you can abuse, like a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy to abuse,
right? Yeah, there's a lot of things you can abuse in that too. Like,
yeah,
you can say the same thing for what's something that you could abuse and then a lot of emotional damage. Even
pot.
Like,
people
pot.
Get, yeah.
Oh, you can even do video games.
Video games,
I do,
yeah,
really like video games, but like you can definitely.
TV shows. People kind of drown their emotions with TV shows and eating, right?
Oh, you know what? You know what's the ultimate, like, waste
what?
Thing. It's like Vine compilations. It's just 3 a.m. You're watching the YouTube, like, recommended thing.
Yeah.
Like, when you're not signed in and then you just go to YouTube.com, all of that stuff is usually trash.
Yeah.
So, well...
Funny cat videos.
And it's not trash in the sense that...
It doesn't...
add to anything.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. It's like, okay, every now and then I like to watch cat videos.
It's just a waste of time though, right? Like it doesn't add to your worth or who you are as a person.
It doesn't add to your worth. Sometimes it's good to rest and to watch cat videos, but it's like if you're like, it's like 4 a.m., you're watching cat videos
all day, every day,
and you're not really, and then you're like, shoot, and then you wake up the next morning and you like, you regret it. Then that's pretty bad. Unless you're perfectly fine with that, then, like, you know what? You do you. For me, that's not usually what I do. I usually don't like that.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that for anyone. That's, I don't know, a sad way to live life.
Unless it's 4 a.m. here and you live somewhere else, that should be fine. Like, if you're in a different time zone, that's probably okay. You can watch cat videos all you want.
Huh.
Well, you could already do that. Oh, well, you don't have to listen to us.
Well, but you know, that's some good insight, you know. Don't get into that habit. It is rather toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. But then there's also the other side of, let's say, the political side. A lot of people don't even know what's going on around them, right? They're totally oblivious to the fact that their city is overrun with crime or crime rates have gone up in their area, and they just continue watching their cat videos until one day... their house gets robbed.
And then,
you know, people just kind of get comfortable with who they are. And they just, whatever.
I think, like, even if people say that they're not really political, eventually it will get to you. Like, not that, like, you will become, like, this political maniac, but eventually something will happen where it's, like, you are wronged. And then that's when people usually... That's how I feel.
Get political. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like... I don't know. I'd say it's better to get more informed now. Like, maybe you shouldn't read all the reports. Maybe they're not all super interesting.
Yeah.
But you should be aware of how propaganda works. I feel like that's super important. Like,
yeah, like a lot of people watch the news, but they don't realize that they need to take some things with... Or read the news and realize they need to take it with a grain of salt, whoever's writing it.
Yeah, they have to... I feel like that should be taught versus, like in civics, that people should be teaching, like, how propaganda works or, like, how to spread ideas or how to get people to, like... just, like, biases in general. Like, when you read news articles, of course, we all... Like, in high school... No, not in high school. In... elementary school, as early as that, you're taught to believe, like, oh, this is a valuable source. You can't use Wikipedia. You use news articles for whatever essay or
project you're doing. But even those, got to take them with a grain of salt, right?
Yeah, because it could be biased. So maybe you got to look at different, like, angles, different point of views, and then from there you, like...
Yeah,
so I feel like people, that should be part of, like, your regular education, you know, your learning about biases. But, yeah, it's just really important because you don't want to be informed of... like, the wrong things, and then, like, let's say you live to be, like, 20 years later, you're still alive, and then, well, all those things that you thought were actually, like, all wrong, and now you're seeing, like, the results of it or something like that, then it's, like, you just don't want to be uninformed in that sense. That's how I feel about it. Like, like you want to dabble into, like, a lot... some of the theory of it, but you also have to dabble into, like, what things are, like, what, like, what's happening, like, around your city as well. For example, in Toronto, I mean, Doug Ford is a big meme.
We got Doug and Tory and Trudeau. You know, the country's pretty pretty well divided.
Yeah,
you know, into different...
Yeah, and it's like, if you're not really into politics and you're walking into that, it's like, well, I don't really want to walk into that because people are so radical about it, right?
Yeah.
And
we've gone into a time where politics has kind of become rather radical in North America in general.
I mean, like, I guess it was always like that. Politics has always been very radical, but it's like, it's good to just be educated, especially on both sides, to know, like, just to know the truth in general. I don't think the truth will ever be political. I think it will always just be like the same as always, and people will just try to maybe twist words, but the truth will always be the same. So yeah. I don't know. Everyone's kind of just searching for truth anyway. So in politics, I guess
you never really know.
And in terms of people who are really radical, they should not really see. They should try to put people themselves in other people's shoes as well. Like people who are into politics, it's like, yeah, like maybe I really believe in this, but it's like I should try to see this from the other person's point of view. Maybe not just paint them as corrupt or just do a bunch of name calling, because I know like that exists, but I feel like that's always been there too.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about politics. And I feel like the education of it could generally be improved. I feel like you should learn, you should be able to know how to read.
Like, decipher the information, you know?
You know what they should put in the education plan? They should, like, how to tell fake news. I mean, of course, we have Google. We have Chrome extensions.
Yeah.
That do it for you. But, I mean, well, let's say, what if you just, I just, like, in general, like, how do you detect truth, right?
Yeah, especially these, like, in modern days, because you're always bombarded with so much information, right? It's harder to tell when something's real or fake because you can find an opinion about anything.
Yeah, it's like, well, let's say this one website keeps saying that, oh, the Toronto housing market is finally crashing, right? Well, is that, like, how, like, what are the stats on that? Like, what kind of stats did they do? What can I generally trust? And then I feel like I just need to better, like, the education in terms of that, because I feel like, like, even though I could talk about, like, the politics of, just Toronto in general, like, what's happening, it's, like, I think, like, the main problem that we're dealing with, despite, like, everything, is that people are just uninformed, or they just choose to be uninformed, like, yeah. They just only know a little bit of it, or, like, maybe someone uninformed told them.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I feel like that's the main issue.
Just word on the street, how things get passed around.
Yeah, word on the street, or just people being ignorant in general. I feel like that's the main problem, despite all these other political problems. But yeah.
That's fair.
I feel like that's the main thing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again, Josh. We'll probably cut this one off there. And join us for our next podcast. And see you guys.